Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning. Audrain County Sheriff Matt Aller, our guest. Some breaking news that happened at the beginning of this week over in Callaway County. We heard about a shooting on I-70. And I always, my heart goes out to you guys every time I read a story like this. But a couple of deputies had pulled a car over, a man from out of state, from Texas. They found out he had out of state felony warrants. They tried to arrest him. Two deputies there. One makes the stop. Another comes in. He resists arrest. There's a shooting. Both of those guys injured, and he ends up dead. This is another thing. Whenever you talk about Amendment 6 and retirement, there's a lot of things that you guys go through there out on the road that are just, you don't know what's coming sometimes.
Yeah, and I talked to Sheriff May Lee, I think, twice yesterday, just to check on his guys and say, hey, how are things going? How are they holding up? It sounded like everything was going well in the hospital with those guys, as well as could be expected anyway. But yeah, so, when you start looking at the possibility, and I don't know that this is going to happen with those two deputies, but I do know people, know police officers that, have been injured as a result of the job and have been disabled, and all they've had is whatever pension they were vested in, and maybe a little disability payment or something like that. But and then you look at and this just popped into my head. When you look at national averages, the average lifespan of a police officer is something like 8 years less than the average person because of the job. You go from, just like these two deputies down there, if you put that into perspective, they're rolling along. One of them makes a routine traffic stop, and it goes from 0 to 100 miles an hour in a matter of seconds. And while every one of these things does not involve a shooting or something huge, we do that all the time. I've done that my entire career. You're sitting there, and then you get a radio call for something violent, and the next thing you know, you're driving 90 miles an hour with lights and sirens on. Your adrenaline's up, and then when that's done, it comes back down. That takes such a toll on your health, mentally and physically, and to have a decent future when you're able to leave this profession is so important.
No doubt about it. We're going to move on to another thing that is part of your duties, and that's keeping up repairs over at the Audrain County Jail. You had told us you broke some news here about a month ago. There was some flooding that happened over at the Audrain County
Extensive,
Jail.
Extensive, yes.
Extensive damage caused over there. Kind of give us an update. Last time you said you're going to have to turn it into insurance, and it was going to be pretty expensive.
I don't have a solid, I've got some dollar amounts, but I've been... A little remiss in adding them up, but it's considerable. The last communication that I saw, which was probably a week ago, is the insurance company has given the contractors the go-ahead to begin work. So they are in the process of ordering materials, drywall, carpet, flooring material. All the cabinetry that was back there is going to have to be, it's gone. It's basically four walls and a ceiling and a floor. The floor needs carpet and all this stuff, like those cabinets back there, those were custom built when that control center was built. So they have to be reordered and rebuilt to specification. So work is getting ready to start whenever materials show up, and, how long it'll take, I don't know. I'm not a contractor. That's why I'm a policeman. I can't build nothing.
Now, did that damage your phone systems out
it
there,
did.
Too?
Yes. The phones, all of our phones for the last decade are voice over internet. So they run through computer towers and things that are in that control center, and all those were destroyed. While the administration side of the building, the phones are fine, back in the jail, there's no computer servers back there anymore. to run the phones through. So the phone company, well, we have a couple of different phone companies, but they've been nice enough to set up a temporary telephone, but the only place they could put it was someplace where nobody's at most of the time. If somebody's there, they'll answer it, but a lot of times nobody's actually near that telephone when it rings. So, the phone system screwed up. I mean, it screwed up everything, Matt.
Yeah, it's going to be a process, that's for sure. We'll stay up to date with you on that as that it gets repaired out there. Let's take our second break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up as Meet the Community will continue in just moments on AM 1340 KXEO.